Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of I Have No Idea, the podcast where we take baby steps through life so we can properly grow and glow. I have truly missed you guys. I know I've been away for a while, and I have to say my famous line of, it's been a while. But we are back, and I wanted to come back with another affirmation podcast. And the reason for that is, I know there has been a lot of just stuff going on. Inflation, rent through the roof, a lot of job layoffs, groceries are through the roof. It's been a very trying time for a lot of us. And my thought process is, hey, I'm pretty sure people could use an encouraging word, an uplifting word. Shoot, I know I could. So I'm saying them to myself as well. So I'm going to let this little commercial play. And when we get back, we'll jump right into it. And we are back. So, like I said, this is going to be a positive affirmation podcast. And before we get into the affirmations, I just want to take a moment and let's do some deep breathing. So if you just follow along with me, we're going to take a deep breath in and out. Also, close your eyes when you do this. If you are doing something, if you can, take a moment to sit down and just try to calm yourself down as you're saying these. But let's close our eyes. Take a breath in and out. One more time. Really deep this time. Try to expand your stomach. I guess it's, you know, your diaphragm too. So deep breath in and exhale. You know what really helps me when it comes to deep breathing? Breathing in for 4 seconds, holding it for 4 seconds, and then exhaling for 4 seconds. And just starting it all the way back over. It really helps me stay connected to the breath. I know sometimes when we're deep breathing or trying to enter into like a meditative state, you can get lost. Like you're focused on breathing one moment, and then the next moment you're thinking about everything you got to do today. So if it helps ground you, do the 4 second method. 4 seconds in, 4 second pause, 4 second out. All right, let's get to these affirmations. I don't want to hold y'all for a long time, so let's get to it. So the first affirmation, I am beautiful inside and out. I am beautiful inside and out. I am a good person. I am a good person. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am on the path to finding peace. I am on the path to finding peace. I am successful and confident. I am successful and confident. I will be happy and I am healing. I will be happy and I'm healing. Alternatively, we can say, I am happy and healing. I am happy and healing. I manifest a better job and better pay. I manifest a better job and better pay. I manifest a better apartment and car. I manifest a better apartment and car. I manifest great health and well-being. I manifest great health and well-being. I call all of my power back to me. I call all of my power back to me. I am worthy of love and surrounded by prosperity. I am worthy of love and surrounded by prosperity. I release all that no longer serves me. I release all that no longer serves me. I welcome good fortune and abundance. I welcome good fortune and abundance. I am protected from all negativity. I am protected from all negativity. I am surrounded by blessings. I am surrounded by love. I am surrounded by peace. I am surrounded by blessings. I am surrounded by love. And I'm surrounded by peace. So it is. So it shall be. So it is, and so it shall be. Those are the affirmations, guys. And I really do hope they find you in a place that can elevate your mood or just put you in a better headspace. Like I said in the beginning, I know we are in some trying times right now. Shoot, me, myself, I just went through a lot. But something that keeps me grounded is writing my affirmations in my journal and refocusing my thoughts when they turn more so negative. I know me, myself, I can get trapped in a negative thought cycle of thinking, just thinking of the past and wondering why things happen that way, or wishing that things didn't happen that way, or wishing things were not the way that they are. And I go to my affirmations and I just think of them. You know, I'm surrounded by peace. I am worthy of love. I am prosperous. I am surrounded by abundance. I am a money magnet. I am healing. I am on the path to happiness. I am happy. I release all that no longer serves me. Just saying things like that really do bring me back to a better place. If I was stuck in my negative mind cycle or my negative thoughts, just looking at my affirmations, reading over them again, even if I'm just saying them in my mind and doing some deep breathing, it can really calm my nervous system down and really recenter my thoughts to, like I said, a happier space. So I hope this episode has found you guys or has put you on a path to a better place. It's not going to always be like this. We are going to get those amazing jobs. We are going to get that financial stability. We are going to get that mental stability. We are going to be surrounded by happiness, peace, and love. I really do believe that. Even though I just went through some of the craziest stuff. Shoot, my car got broken into. I got a flat tire, hit the ride on the rim for a while. I even got fired from a job recently, just completely blindsided. And I still have hope in my heart that things are going to get better because I deserve that. And I truly believe that we all deserved it. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Remember to take baby steps through your life. The object is not to be perfect. The object is to make progress. And if you don't know, seek out the knowledge. And constantly seek out knowledge, because that's the only way we can be better and do better. When you know better, you do better. All right, y'all. See you next time.